Today, we begin another week together here on God Is, and I'm glad you're here at the start. I trust that you enjoyed your weekend and that you're again ready to dig into Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. We've been in this passage quite a while and will continue to be camped out here. God is holy, and God makes us holy through the gospel, which is defined for us succinctly in Romans by the Apostle Paul. He writes with the full authority of Christ because Paul is an apostle who has been sent out on a mission for Jesus to bring us the good news, the gospel of God. And let me read what we have discussed thus far, then I'll pause and tell you where we're going this week, okay? Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation." I'll pause there because that's as far as we've come. We've looked in depth at two key words, power and salvation. But as we saw last time, other words do carry great meaning in the text. Words like of God for. Remember, the power of God is for salvation. In fact, I wonder if you took some time this weekend to do that little exercise I told you about on Friday. On a piece of paper, write out power of God for salvation, and then in a different color pen or pencil, circle the words of God for. So if your pen is black, then you write out power of God for salvation. Then you find that red pen of yours and circle of God for. The part in red, the phrase of God for, serves as a bridge between power and salvation. I won't talk about that bridge of God for again because we already did so. But if you want to go back and hear that again or get caught up from last week, just go to the WEZ website and download the free podcast. Every episode of God Is will be there. The WEZ website is 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com, and click the link podcasts. As we move on today, I do want to say something more about this word salvation, and I want to address an important matter that I raised Friday, and I think it deserves more attention. I said this, salvation is not a result of our good works. You and I are not saved because of what we do. We are saved by what God does in us. But the problem is that you may believe that you are saved, that your own good works and merit save you. A lot of people believe that. Maybe you are a person who believes that you win merit or win favor with God based on what you do. In other words, when you do good works, you are on God's good side. But when you do bad works or when you do not do good works, then you are on his bad side. I want to talk with you about this. To do this, I want to take a little walk over to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, which I also read from on Friday. The text addresses my concern perfectly. So let's leave Romans 1 for a bit and take a walk over to Ephesians 2. The Apostle Paul is still our author. He wrote to the Romans, and he wrote to the Ephesians. I'm reading Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." That is Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. When you have opportunity to do so, please highlight this text in your own Bible. I have two insights I want to share with you about these verses. First, Paul is telling us how we are saved. And the Greek word for saved is similar or associated with the word for salvation over in Romans 1 and verse 16. He writes here in verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Grace is the grace that comes to us from God, and faith is the belief or trust that we put in God's grace for us. But then Paul really hits on the nail that I want to drive through our hearts today. He continues in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." The words "not of yourselves" is key. Salvation is not something we do. Rather, salvation is what God does. In Paul's words, salvation is the gift of God. Salvation is the free gift of God given to us through Christ Jesus. That is how we are saved. Now you might say, "I need more convincing, Swallow." All right, continue to follow Paul now in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 9. He writes, "not as a result of works." Highlight that in your Bibles. not as a result of works. The Apostle Paul could not be clearer. The two key words there are not and works. You have been saved. You have salvation not of yourselves, but from God, not as a result of works. Good works do not save you. God saves you. And so you might ask, you mean there's nothing I personally can do to be saved from my sin by God? There is no good work I can do to be accepted by God? My works have no value to God so that I can get into heaven? Correct. That is what I am saying, based on the authority of the Word of God here in Ephesians 2. Oh, but this bothers many of us. We think of ourselves as being good, at least we are certainly not as bad as other people. We've never committed any crime. We've remained faithful to our marriage vows. No cheating here. We don't curse, smoke, drink, or do drugs. We are generally kind to people, even strangers, and often we go out of our way to help others. This winter, with all this snow, I shoveled out my elderly neighbor several times, we might say. And we never miss Mass or a church service. We even give money to the church, a lot of money. Are you saying that Paul is saying God doesn't take all of this good work I've done into account so that it saves me? These deeds aren't going to keep me out of hell and pay my ticket to heaven? Correct. These good deeds are not how any of us, myself included, are going to heaven. Just accept the Bible at face value. Believe what it says. Let me read Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 again. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. The only way any of us are going to heaven when we die, the only way to escape hell is if God saves us by His grace, if God gifts to us salvation, if God delivers and rescues us from our sin. We are not saved as a result of our good works. We are not. So first, Paul is telling us how we are saved. Salvation is not something we do. Rather, salvation is what God does. In Paul's words, salvation is the gift of God. Salvation is the free gift of God given to us through Christ Jesus. That's how we're saved. And here's my second insight into Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. Paul is telling us that once God saves us from our sin, then, and only then, we produce good works. Listen to verse 10 of Ephesians 2, or look at it with me if you have your Bible now open in front of you. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. There, right there in front of us, are the words good works. But notice the order. Please do not miss this. First, God saves, then we do good works that are acceptable to God. God does not accept us based on our good works. Nothing we do can earn our salvation. However, after God saves us, then we begin to produce works that are in keeping with our salvation. If you count from 1 to 5, 1 comes before 2, 2 comes before 3, 3 comes before 4, and 4 comes before 5. So 2, first, we are saved by God, and then second, we do good works that He accepts. It is not the other way around. It is not we do good works that God accepts, and then God saves us. I urge you to please get the order right. This is essential. To understand salvation, we have to understand the proper order. I have just given you two insights into Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10. Let me repeat these. First, Paul is telling us how we are saved. He says we are saved by the free gift of God's grace. And second, Paul is telling us that once God saves us from our sin, then, and only then, do we produce good works that are acceptable to God. Now, it can logically be asked, well then, how does God see what we call our good works before we know God through His free gift of salvation in our lives? The scripture is clear how God perceives what you and I call our good works done before salvation. Listen, for example, to what Isaiah writes in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. This is his prayer to Almighty God on behalf of sinful people. This is Isaiah 64 and verse 6. For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. Do you know what filthy garment Isaiah was thinking about here? Well, the word for filthy is the translation in my Bible of the Hebrew word that literally means the bodily fluids from a woman's menstrual cycle. This is the bodily discharge of fluids as a woman has her period. To quote one commentator, these righteous deeds are considered by God as repugnant as a soiled feminine hygiene product. It's a woman's menstrual cloth that is being described here. Now you say, that's gross. Hey, I'm just telling you how Isaiah put it, and I think he did so in order that we will understand what we consider to be our best works, worthy of God's applause, are in actuality filthy and dirty to God. That is the state of our good works before he saves us from our sin. The imagery is strong, but effective. We are not saved by our good works. All right, the clock tells me I have to leave off here for today, but when you come back tomorrow, I'll be here, and I want to say more about how our works do not save us. As I talk about this in particular, I want to encourage those of you who are Roman Catholics to be with me for the rest of the week and beyond. And if you know someone who is a Catholic, call them and invite them to tune in starting tomorrow. What I have to say about how we are saved will be especially practical for people who accept Roman Catholic Church doctrine and teaching. Join me tomorrow right here on God Is.